This is your host, Grant Vermeer, Naval Academy Class of 2017, and I'm your Academy Insider. It's my goal to be your guide through the Naval Academy experience by sharing my stories and providing you inside information into the life of a midshipman. Academy Insider is in no way officially affiliated with the United States Naval Academy. All of the content on Academy Insider is my own and does not reflect the views of the United States Naval Academy, the United States Navy, nor the Department of Defense.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Academy Insider podcast. Today, I'm joined by Rebecca Richmond, who's a class of 16 graduate from the Naval Academy. And during her time in Annapolis, she was a part of the 13th Company, which allowed her to participate in the ball run for the Army-Navy game. So if you're wondering who the midshipmen are that present the game ball to the referees at the Army-Navy game, then check out this episode as Rebecca provides a ton of background insight and shares some stories about her time participating in the ball run. You guys will really enjoy this episode, so check it out. All right, hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to the Academy Insider audience today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Before we get started, if you don't mind, just talk a little bit about your background. So where you're from, how you ended up at the Naval Academy, and then a little bit about yourself as a midshipman, company major, and things that you did midshipman.
No problem. So I am from Boulder, Colorado. I grew up there, pretty much spent my entire childhood there. I got recruited to go play basketball at the Naval Academy. So I went there on a basketball kind of scholarship. I mean, you kind of understand the deal. It's not really a scholarship because everyone goes for free. But yeah, I signed my letter of intent there. I don't really have any military in my family or anything, but my dad was definitely a big proponent of supporter of me going to the Academy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I checked it out, fell in love with it, really glad I went. And we could talk more about that later. Yeah. But yeah, so I was in 13th Company. I studied systems engineering with a focus in robotics and major company, and I'm a class of 16.
Class 16. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing now in the Navy? So graduated class 16, been out in the fleet for a little bit. What community you're in and what are you doing?
Yeah. So I selected pilot out of the academy. Mm-hmm. So I went to API and then primary. It's our first kind of stages of flight school. After primary, I selected E2 C2, which is E2 Hawkeye or C2 Greyhound. Mm-hmm. And through that, we have two more steps in our training pipeline. Each step, you're flying a new plane, you're learning a new plane. So I just right now, stationed in Virginia Beach, at the Norfolk base there. Mm-hmm. And I am at the FRS, which is a fleet replacement squadron. It's a squadron that we go to right before we hit the fleet. And that's VAW 120. So I will be flying the E2C, the E2 Charlie. And I'm excited about it. I should, hopefully hit the fleet, first fleet squadron in June.
That's awesome. Well,
next year,
good
yeah.
luck with all that. That's super fun, flying planes. Pretty crazy. Like, did you ever think when you were even, in high school getting recruited that you'd ever be a pilot at some point in your life?
Like, man, no, not at all, really. I had no idea. I'm so glad I'm doing what I'm doing now. The people are amazing. It is really great to be able to do something like with your hands and your mind, have to think on your feet. And it reminds me a lot of, playing sports. So, like hand-eye coordination stuff. So it's been a really cool transition. I never would have thought that I would be a pilot, but here I am today and
absolutely. And again, so for everyone out there, the focus of this episode is going to be about the Army-Navy ball run, but as a relation to that, we're going to talk about Army Week a little bit too. So for everyone's context, we're recording this during Army Week, and it didn't take very long for Army Week this year to get locked up, which for anyone who knows about Army Week, that's unfortunate because all the pranks and the shenanigans, they do get quelled once it's been a little bit. But Rebecca, I just want to ask you a little bit is, right now, because it is Army Week, do you have any memorable stories from your time during Army Week? Did you ever participate in any of the pranks or crazy things going on? And what do you remember about your Army Weeks?
Yes, definitely. So whenever I think about Army Week, the first thing I think about is my experience freshman year. one of the craziest pranks I guess I've ever seen, which happened to our company. We woke up one morning, I think it was honestly the first Monday that of kickoff of Army Week, with a dead rotten stingray, literally a stingray that they like must have washed up on Hospital Point on our CMOD desk. So like the, you know, for people that don't know, the desk that we all kind of stand watch at. It was so disgusting. And of course, the freshmen had to clean it all up. I don't even remember what company ended up doing it to us, but our entire floor was covered in chocolate sauce and this stingray juice. And I mean, it was just the most disgusting thing. So that is definitely one big thing I remember from Army Week. Some other crazy stories I have. So I lived in 7th Wing, being from 13th Company. So we call it the jungle out there. It's a little bit secluded, just like 8th Wing, a little bit secluded out there. Like, you know, and some people may know, we have kind of like a horseshoe of rooms. So everybody looks out into the basketball courts below. And one day, I don't know who started it, but people started throwing, and I'm pretty sure they banned it after this year. They are throwing printers, mattresses, desks. I mean, you name it, out the window, which I don't know, was absurd. I think that was actually my freshman year too, and it probably calmed down after that.
it seems to have definitely calmed down just a little bit, just because of how crazy some things have gotten.
I would agree.
Your year had the stingray. Our year, I want to say, for some odd reason too, people had brought in like dead animals just all around, just Bancroft, and you're just like, oh, this is really disgusting. Like you're saying, the plebes are the ones that are like, oh yeah, hey plebes, you're gonna have to clean all of that up and take that out to the dumpsters, and you're like, oh yeah. That's not great, not ideal. But with that being said, also, 2 out of the 4 years, you got to participate in the Army-Navy Ball Run. So for anyone who may have absolutely no idea what that is, do you mind just taking a little bit of time to explain what the Army-Navy Ball Run is?
Yeah, of course. So every company kind of has their thing throughout the class year. And 13th Company's big contribution to the battalion is this ball run. So it starts, the planning, it's a huge evolution, as you can imagine. Yeah. So we have billets in our company, so seniors and below. We have an entire kind of little group that focuses on the ball run since the first day of the school year with planning. So really what happens when it comes down to it is 13th Company as a whole runs the game ball from our Bancroft court all the way to the stadium at which the Army Navy football game takes place. So whether it's the Lincoln Financial Field or the MetLife Stadium, we run it all the way out there. So it's pretty self-explanatory, but it is a huge evolution.
But I mean, that's like a long distance. I mean, for the majority of the games, like even this year, like it's in Philadelphia. That's 150 miles away. Like, how do they plan out? One, how many people are going to run in this? So you mentioned that this is a part of 13th Company. So I guess a couple questions. The first questions that I have for you are, if you are in 13th Company, are you required to do it, or is it kind of a voluntary thing? And then with that, how do they pick how long each leg of this run is going to be and who's going to be running in what leg?
Yeah, so like I said, the ballroom coordinator is like the primary point of contact for everything. He's usually a first, he or she's usually a firstie. Every year we have like a binder that's been passed down. So we have a really good layout of every route that we usually take. So each leg, so like you said, it's about 150-ish miles to the Lincoln Financial Field and like, just over 200 to the MetLife Stadium. So each leg is probably anywhere between 8 miles and 15 miles.
Okay.
And usually, and then obviously however many legs that would, equate to is how much we would run it to. So everybody in the company does participate.
Okay.
because it is such a big evolution, we do need accountability for everybody. And so how it kind of works is that about a few weeks prior to the ball run, we have sign-up sheets. Mm-hmm. So for each leg is mapped out. So let's say the first leg usually kicks off around like lunchtime or just after lunchtime on that Friday, and then pretty much goes all the way through the night till Saturday morning of game day. Mm-hmm. So firsties, just like many traditions at the Academy, firsties have the best pick. Mm-hmm. So that day or that week, they'll say, all right, all firsties can go and sign up for your leg. So you'll usually kind of go up with your best friends and kind of sign up for each leg where you want to run. Usually it's not in the middle of the night. Yeah. And then the plebes kind of get the middle of the night, early morning shifts. Yeah. So it starts at Bancroft Court, and mm-hmm. that's like a big kickoff. There's a bunch of news, as you know, all the mids come out and cheer us off. Mm-hmm. And that's actually pretty much the best leg you can get.
Yeah.
You end up running with the soup. Even the commandant usually comes out. Mm-hmm. From then on, so you don't have to run the entire time. Yeah. I guess that's another good clarification to have. So the ball must be run at all times, yeah. but you don't have to necessarily run at all times.
Okay.
So like a lot of the times what happens is that, you know, we'll have a group of people and mm-hmm. then we always have a van and at least away. So it's mm-hmm. a really safe event. And usually most people run miles or however many they can, and then mm-hmm. they can go sit in the van. Okay. The hard chargers and everyone, and it's fun. We all boots and utes, and we all the way out there. So
yeah. And you use the term boots and utes. Do you mind just explaining to the audience a little bit what boots and utes means?
Yes. Yeah. So when we wear our camis and usually just a t-shirt or a long sleeve, or mm-hmm. in our case, we'll wear our ball run t-shirts, which is like just kind of like an acceptable kind of, I guess, casual PT uniform that integrates your boots and your like camouflage pants.
Yeah. And those ball run t-shirts, is that part of mm-hmm. the planning and the coordination too? Does the company get a vote of what design the t-shirt's going to be, or is it just kind of picked out to one person? Like, hey, you're the t-shirt guy or gal, and like, make us cool t-shirts.
Right. Yeah. So actually, as you know, there's just so many creative people at the Academy, mm-hmm. and usually we don't have any issues. We usually just kind of put out like, hey, who is interested or has a good idea for the ball run shirts this year? And we usually get a few different designs. I know we had a couple really good artists in my class, so they kind of collaborated and would kind of come up with designs. And then these shirts, actually, we help kind of raise money for the company also selling the shirts. So not only do we all get, everybody in the company get mm-hmm. a t-shirt or a long sleeve, depending on the weather and everything. But we can sell them to our family members, and we get sweatshirts usually for, the first class. So yeah, it just kind of depends. Every year is usually a little different. Every year they usually incorporate a little bit of luck of the Irish 13th company kind of thing. And then, just, you know, ball run theme. So
yeah. And do you have any idea how long this has been a tradition for 13th company?
Yeah. So, I actually had to look this one up, but 1982 was the first ball run. Yeah. So I guess the tradition was that it originally started to kind of build spirit and morale and get rid of this unlucky 13 aura that 13th company used to have. So, now it's just definitely part of our tradition that will probably, hopefully never end. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a super, super cool event. And like you were saying, that first leg, you get a take off. There's news coverage. You're running with the superintendent and the commandant. It's kind of just a really cool, exciting event. But after multiple hours of running through the night, the ball finally gets to the stadium. Do you have any idea then what happens? Like, does the ball get delivered to someone? Like, you're saying it's the game ball. So, like, what's that process before the game actually starts to deliver the game ball?
Yeah, for sure. So this is also another really awesome part of being a senior or firstie mm-hmm. In 13th company, every firstie gets to tailgate before the, or at least it was for us. I'm not sure if it's still going on. But we would get to tailgate a little bit before the game and then run the ball into the stadium and then run the ball onto the field and mm-hmm. present that game ball on the field. Yeah. So obviously logistically we try and get the ball there as like early as logistically possible yeah. with the legs on Saturday morning. And then as a whole entire class, we get to go out on the field, which is really cool. I mean, not many people get to go on the NFL field and mm-hmm. definitely a really like good class bonding experience to be able to run out and present the game ball. And usually the ball run coordinator that mm-hmm. helps pretty much plan the entire event
yeah.
gets to hand it off to the referee.
Okay. Yeah. So handing it off to the referee. So that actually happens close to game time then?
So march on usually happens first. Yep. So all the mids are up and all the cadets are up in the stadium. Mm-hmm. So that is the last thing prior to kickoff.
That's really cool. Yeah, like at the end of the day, that's a super cool event. And from your 2 years that you got to do it, and the other two, unfortunately, like you're saying, played basketball at the academy for all 4 years as well. That was tough. So you only got to do it 2 out of the 4 years. But what are some of your best memories from getting to participate in this ball run? Is there anything that specifically sticks out from you? Do you have any great stories from the years that you got to participate in this event?
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. My freshman, I wasn't able to do it, but my sophomore year, I got ACL reconstruction surgery. Mm-hmm. Like month or two prior.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to run, but I was able to go throughout the entire process and ride in the van.
Nice.
So that was really fun actually. Cause I was like DJ in the car, and, you know, we would all get ready and go out together. I remember it was the middle of the night run. And it was really fun because the Friday night, there's always usually like a place that we all meet up and we all sleep at.
Mm-hmm.
So firsties don't have to stay there, but all the other classes do. And so it's kind of like a huge slumber party with your company. So that was like a really great experience. We all would like watch scary movies all night mm-hmm. and we had a bunch of food. We would cook like crock pot meals. And that was like one of my fondest memories, of the ball run, besides first year. So my junior year, I was actually able to participate as well. I sent you guys a couple photos of at the monuments. Mm-hmm. We got to do a monument run in DC, and that was really cool because we did it pretty much almost everybody was able to go. So we kind of stopped the ball run for a little bit and did kind of like a big monument run all together. Which was really great because it allowed us to all kind of reconvene together before the ball kept moving on.
Yeah.
And then senior year, I didn't play basketball my senior year, however, but it was great because I was able to participate in all these company events.
Mm-hmm.
I was on that first leg. So we ran the entire way. Big shout out to Captain Rivera. He ran the entire thing with us. It was really great. So we passed it off. And then that morning, like I said, just mm-hmm. being able to tailgate and like hang out, we got to wear our sweatshirts and our boots and utes, like I said before, to the game and go out on the field. Just some really like fond memories with company mates that, you know, it's just unique experiences like that at the academy that you have with other people that you really won't forget.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the question that everyone wants to know is, since you guys are in boots and utes for the actual delivery of the game ball, do you then have to go and change and like enter the stands, or do you get to hang out and stay warm? Like what's the deal there?
Yeah. So that is another perk.
A major
of being
perk.
A senior. Okay. Yeah. Literally probably one of the best ones is that you don't have to change back in the uniform. Unfortunately, everybody else has to wear their uniforms, but that is definitely a big perk.
Absolutely. Mm. And so with that, do you get to stay on the field for the game, or do you like go back to the stands, but you get to maintain wearing your boots and utes and sweatshirts?
Yeah, we go back to the stands. Okay. Unfortunately, that would be really cool. But no, we go back to the stands and join the rest of our class. And so
sweet. Well, thank you so much for explaining all that. Do you have anything else that you would want to mention about this, or have anything additional before we jump into what I call the lightning round of questions here for all former midshipmen?
Yeah, I mean, I just hope all the 13ers out there are really enjoying it. And honestly, all these kind of events, if you have a big event in your company that you can participate in, definitely do it. It's it's always worthwhile to share those memories with people. Other than that, go Navy, beat Army.
Yeah, beat Army. Love it. Here we go. All right. So now I'm just going to jump into some questions that I ask basically all former midshipmen when they come onto the podcast. The first of which is, we all know that the Naval Academy is a really beautiful campus, but what is your favorite place? Like, what is your favorite spot on the yard?
Yeah, definitely. So being on 7th Wing, we were right next to Farragut Field, just the seawall by Farragut Field, being able to look out and see all the sailboats. Definitely my favorite spot.
Yeah, definitely. Next one is, what's your favorite meal in King Hall? What was your go-to?
Yeah, I had to think about this. I mean, everyone will probably say Buff Chicks. That's always a great
one. It's a pretty common answer, yeah.
Yeah, I really liked their, like, lasagna and pasta dishes. Okay, yeah. So that was always good, too.
I'm with you. They're always pretty decent.
Hard to mess up.
It is indeed hard to mess up. All right, now kind of moving on to a little bit of a deeper question here. But what or who can you trace back to? So something that, like, a leadership lesson or part of your leadership style that you hold today, what can you trace back to your time at the Naval Academy? Like, who or what had the biggest influence on who you are as a leader out in the fleet today?
Yeah, I would definitely say my opportunity to be a battalion operations officer really helped, like, bring to light a lot of peer leadership and a lot of just, like, working logistics with, you know, higher ranking officers, and then working for and providing for a large group of people. So I think that billet, and really every billet, leadership billet I held, was really helpful in just kind of defining and learning little bits of how you can be a better leader and what works and what doesn't work. So that's kind of about the what. I'd say as far as the who, I would say we had a really awesome first E class when I was a sophomore in my basketball team. All of those girls were really influential, and they actually was pretty much the reason why I put pilot first, because a few of them went pilot. And we've been able to keep in contact with some of them since. And yeah, definitely their leadership style on and off the basketball court was definitely really influential for me.
That's special. Absolutely. I think that's one of the great things about the Academy is you're either a part of a team or, like, the company aspect or some kind of club, that you always have that upperclassman mentorship as well. So it's really cool to hear that they had such a positive influence on you. All right. Next question is, what is your favorite memory from your 4 years at the Naval Academy? Like, what's the best memory you have?
Yeah, well, besides all the ball runs, I would say probably winning the Patriot League championship. That was pretty epic. It was just such a great experience to be a part of, and cutting down the net. You don't you don't always get to do that. And, you know, in high school, I never had a championship. So that was just, like, a really awesome feeling to be able to be a part of the team that did that was for sure exciting.
Absolutely. And where'd you get to go for your first round of the NCAA tournament game? Where'd you play for that?
We played in New York. Okay. But we played Kentucky.
Believe. Cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We lost, but it was still really fun. But it was a good experience. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And now the final question to wrap it all up is that a lot of our audience as well, in addition to being parents and loved ones of current midshipmen, are a lot of high school or prospective students that may be interested in attending the Academy. So the final question is, what advice would you have for someone who may be interested in the Academy about trying to decide whether or not the Naval Academy is a good college choice for them?
Yeah, I am a huge proponent of going to the Academy. I really think if you're thinking about it, then you're probably on the right step to going. I think if you have the desire to really excel and push yourself and have a job after graduation and no student loans and really be a part of a brotherhood or a fraternity or sisterhood, I would never take it back going to the academy. And, you know, as bad as people say, you know, what it is or what you may miss out on, you really do gain a whole nother perspective on how to be a leader, on life, on friendships and relationships and what that means. So if you're thinking about it, and if you want to work hard, you're willing to work hard, and you want to have like a great future and working with, you know, the finest Navy in the world, I would say do it, man. If you have any questions, I know the Academy Insider, what you're doing is so awesome to provide information to kids. Cause I know it was definitely tough for athletes that just kind of don't really know too much about it. And, even parents and stuff too. I know my parents were always like, oh, what's going on? And it's nice to have a venue that the kids don't have to tell you everything. So, so if you're thinking about it, definitely do it. If you're your parent and you're on the kind of the line on whether or not to support your kid going there, I would just say, you know, your kid is going to do some amazing things one day if you give them the opportunity to come to the academy.
Yeah.
And I hope that everyone is as supportive as my parents were.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on and share some of your stories and give us some background and insight into the ball run for the Army-Navy game. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully it was helpful.
Absolutely. To the Academy Insider audience, thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. Please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and be sure to subscribe to the Academy Insider Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Naval Academy and the life of midshipmen, make sure to follow me on my webpage, www.academyinsider.com, and my Facebook page, Academy Insider, where I'll continually post articles, videos, and other pieces of content with an inside perspective into the life of a midshipman. I'm Grant Vermeer, the Academy Insider, and thank you so much for letting me be your guide to the Naval Academy.